Well then, it was to those same great initiates who were first set apart that the very saintly, now most saintly, Ashiyadar Shirmash then explained in detail, among other things, what this being impulse of objective conscience is, and how factors for its manifestation arise in the presence of three brain beings. And concerning this, he once said the following: the factors for the being impulse of objective conscience arise in three brain beings from the localization in their presence of particles of the emanations of the sorrow of our all-loving and long-suffering endless Creator. That is why the source of manifestation of genuine conscience in three-centered beings is sometimes called the representative of the Creator. And this sorrow is formed in our all-maintaining common Father from the struggle constantly proceeding in the universe between joy and sorrow. And he said further, all the three brain beings of the entire universe, including us men, owing to the data crystallized in our common presence for engendering the divine impulse of conscience in the whole of us and the whole of our essence, are and must be to the very root nothing but suffering. And we must be suffering because this being impulse can come to its full manifestation in us only through the constant struggle between two quite opposite complexes of functioning, issuing from two sources of quite opposite origin. That is to say, through the constant struggle between the processes of the functioning of our planetary body and the parallel processes of the functionings arising progressively in accordance with the coating and perfecting of our higher being bodies within this planetary body of ours, which processes in their totality actualize every kind of reason in three-centered beings. Consequently, like all three-centered beings of our great universe, we men existing on the earth, owing to the presence in us also of the factors for engendering the divine impulse of objective conscience, must always inevitably struggle with the two quite opposite functionings arising and proceeding in our common presence, the results of which are always sensed by us either as desires or as non-desires. And so, only he who consciously assists the process of this inner struggle and consciously assists the non-desires to prevail over the desires behaves in accordance with the being of our common Father Creator himself, whereas he who consciously assists the contrary only increases his sorrow. So, my boy, owing to everything I've just told you, scarcely 3 years passed before all the ordinary beings of the city of Julfa Pal and its environs, and even of many countries of the continent of Asia, not only knew that this divine being impulse of genuine conscience existed in them, and that it could take part in the functioning of their ordinary waking consciousness, and that in all the brotherhoods of the great prophet Ashiyadar Shirmash, the initiates and priests were elucidating and indicating what had to be done and how it had to be done in order to attain this. But what is more, almost all of them began to strive and to exert themselves in order to become priests of the Hichtvori Brotherhood, many branches of which were founded at that period on the continent of Asia, each one functioning almost independently. And these almost independent brotherhoods arose in the following order. When the common work of the brotherhood founded in the city of Julfa Pal had finally been established, The very saintly Ashiat Hashemash began to send the aforementioned great initiates, with appropriate instructions, to organize similar brotherhoods in other countries and towns of the continent of Asia, while he himself remained in Julfapal, and from there he guided the activities of these helpers of his. However it may have been, my boy, it turned out that almost all your favorites, those strange three-brained beings, began to feel the need, with all their spiritualized being parts, for the divine objective conscience, and to strive to acquire it in their ordinary waking consciousness. That is to say, most of the beings of Asia of that time began to work upon themselves under the guidance of initiates and priests of the Hishtvori Brotherhood in order to transfer into their ordinary consciousness the results of the data present in their subconscious for engendering the impulse of genuine divine conscience, and thereby, on the one hand, to have the possibility of completely removing from themselves, perhaps forever, the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabuffer, maleficent not only for them personally, but also for subsequent generations to whom these properties would pass by heredity. And, on the other hand, to have the possibility of consciously taking part in diminishing the sorrow of our common endless father. Owing to all this, at that period, particularly in the continent of Asia, the question of conscience began to predominate during the ordinary process of being existence of your favorites, both in the state of waking consciousness and in the passive, instinctive state. Even those three-brained beings of that time in whose presence the taste of this divine impulse had not yet been transubstantiated, and who in their very strange consciousness, proper to them alone, had only the simplest indications about this being impulse, which could be present in them as well, also did their utmost to manifest themselves in everything according to these indications. The upshot of it all was that within 10 terrestrial years there had disappeared of their own accord the two chief forms of abnormally established ordinary being existence there, from which flowed and continue to flow most of the maleficent causes that increasingly prevent the establishment of conditions for at least a normal outer being existence for your unfortunate favorites. In the first place, their division into numerous communities with various forms of organizations for external and even internal existence, which they call state organizations, disappeared of itself. And in the second place, there also disappeared in the same way those various what are called castes or classes that had long before been established in their numerous communities. In my opinion, it was the second of these two chief forms of abnormally established ordinary being existence, namely the assigning of each other to different classes or castes, that had become, as you will surely understand for yourself later, the basis for the gradual crystallization in the common presence of your favorites of a particular psychic property that in the whole of the universe is inherent exclusively in the presence of these three brain beings. This unique property was formed in them soon after the second Transapalnian perturbation, and, gradually developing and becoming stronger in them, passed from generation to generation by heredity until it reached contemporary beings as a lawful and inseparable part of their general psyche, and this particular property they called egoism. Sometime later, at an appropriate place in my further tales about the three brain beings of the planet Earth, I will explain to you in detail how, thanks to the abnormal conditions of external being existence established there, your favorites first began assigning each other to various castes, and how, thanks again to the same abnormalities, this maleficent form of mutual relationship has persisted until today. But meanwhile, you should know that the cause of the arising in their common presence of this unique property of egoism was that, owing as always to those abnormally established conditions, soon after the second Transapalnian perturbation, their general psyche became dual. This became fully evident to me during my last sojourn on the surface of this planet of yours, when I began to be deeply interested in the legomenism concerning the deliberations of the very saintly Ashiada Shirmash entitled The Terror of the Situation. In the course of my detailed research and investigations relating to his subsequent very saintly activities and their results, the question arose in me of how and why those factors obtained from the particles of the emanations of the sorrow of our common Father Creator for the actualizing in their presence of the divine being impulse of objective conscience was crystallized precisely in their subconscious, and so avoided that final degeneration of all the data placed in them for engendering the being impulse of faith, hope, and love. And this strange anomaly, by the way, fully justifies one of the numerous wise sayings of our highly esteemed, irreplaceable, and honorable Mullah Nasruddin, which states, "Every real happiness for man can arise exclusively from some unhappiness, also real, which he has already experienced."